So Colossians 4, 2 through to 4. Would you read it with me? Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. I want to talk about two things this morning that I believe will help us as we think about prayer this week. And the first is open eyes. And the second is open doors. We have a door here at the front. We don't usually have this if you're a visitor here at the front. You might have been wondering what it is, and we'll come more to the doors as we go on through the service. I want to talk about open eyes now, and then we'll respond a bit and think and pray into that and have some time of worship, and then I'll do another short little talk about open doors. So open eyes. I don't know if you were taught when you were younger, someone taught you how to pray. Maybe they said, bow your head, close your eyes to pray. And it's a good thing to do, isn't it? To close your eyes to pray. It helps you to concentrate and not be distracted. But I want to say, it doesn't say that you have to close your eyes to pray. In fact, it can be a good thing to do. But often in the Bible, it says not just pray and fast. It often talks and links those two together. But it also talks about watch and pray. Watch and pray. Pray watchfully and thankfully is what this passage says. You know, so if we want to see God's power released in a situation, maybe in our world or in your circumstances at work or your family or your college or school, if you want to say, God, I want to see your power, how is God's power released? By us, well, seeing something and saying, God, would your power come? We pray for your power to be at work. So what are we watching for? Well, we're watching for places where we want to see God at work. Sometimes that could be because we see the enemy at work. There's a danger, and we want to watch against that. There's times in the Bible where it links those two. But there's times, too, where it's like as we're praying, in a moment we'll see God open doors, we're looking for where are those doors opening. Or maybe we're looking for places we want to see doors open. And so I encourage you to be watching this week, to be looking for where God is at work so that you can press into that in prayer. Maybe praying, God, would you show me things to pray for? God, would you show me things that would help me in my faith? Would you not just open my eyes, but open my ears so that I can hear the things that you're saying to us? We sometimes run a Parenting for Faith course here in the church, and I find it so helpful to often use things that are for the kids because it helps me kind of make the things of faith much more ordinary. And one of the things that is in that course is a little helpful thing about chatting to God and catching the things he might be saying to us. And I want to show you a little video because this is great, not just for parents or kids, but for us as a whole church family to kind of think, oh, how do I kind of talk to God and listen to him? And even this week, how are we going to do that? So here's this little video, Chat and Catch from Parenting for Faith.
In order for kids to grow their own faith, they have to find their own way of having a conversation with God. You don't have to stick to a set of formulas. There are loads of ways you can find your way of having a conversation with God.
God's designed us to have an ongoing two-way relationship with him. We chat to him and we catch what he has to say back, whether that's through words, pictures, feelings, thoughts, or dreams. There are lots of different ways to chat and catch with him. If your child loves music, they might want to share their heart with him as they sing. Some children might like to make a special space to spend time with God and write or draw what he's saying. Every child is different, and we can help them discover how they like to connect to God best. Lots of kids will just chatter to him and catch back as they play with their toys and get on with life.
Chat and Catch helps kids find a natural way of having a conversation with God about anything, anywhere, anytime.
Isn't that great? You can chat to God anywhere, about anything, anytime. And somehow thinking of it as a chat with God, And Jen, you even mentioned this about your going for your walk and just telling him what's on your mind and listening to him and that kind of catching idea of thinking, God, is there something you might want to be saying to me? And maybe as we read a bit of God's word or we look around in the world that he's made, there might just be something that he kind of puts on our heart and we can kind of catch it and we might want to jot that down or share it with someone else. And we're going to have opportunity as we go on through this service to even do some of that in this time, that as we are going to be worshiping, there may be things that you feel like God's saying to you or been saying to you that you think, oh, this might be helpful for others, or this might be a little prayer that I could pray out for our week of prayer. But I find thankfulness often helps me get started in my talking with God. Paul wrote, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. As I'm thankful, it reminds me of God's goodness like we started with. It reminds me of just the wonder of this church family, all different ages and nationalities, and this wonderful privilege that we have of hearing God and responding to him and being able to talk to him in prayer. And so thankfulness is kind of infectious. It kind of gets us going in our talking and chatting with God. And I would encourage you, as you just come into this week of prayer, just think, what am I thankful for? We're going to make a thankfulness prayer chain. And we've got little bits of paper on the side where you are, little bits that you can bring. And Helen's going to be here helping us kind of make a little bit of a prayer chain as we sing and worship. So welcome to church with a bit of a different way. If you're online, please jot down some things you're thankful for as we come into the week. But I encourage you maybe just to think of some things, write them down, and then just come and make your way here. There's a bunch of staplers there and different ones can help. And if it's a bit too long of a queue, just leave your bit of paper and Helen will keep doing it while we worship. But also, while we worship, if you think God might be saying something or stirring in you to pray something or to share a scripture or a picture or a testimony, while we're worshiping, I'd love, Olivia's going to be kind of over here, I'll be over here, and we'd love you just to come and tell us. And it might be we kind of use that at some other point during the week, but it might be right now in this time that we're able to just have a few people sharing things and saying things as we come together. So it's going to be a bit of movement again as we worship. We're going to press into that. But I really encourage you to let's devote ourselves to prayer, being watchful, open eyes. God, what are you doing? Thankful for what he's already done for us. And then as we do that, we're, as it were in this time, we're making a plan to pray and to listen, to thank God for things, to worship him, and to listen to his voice. And this week, I encourage you, make a plan to pray. It's amazing that we plan to go to work, we plan to go to school, we plan to go on holidays, but so often much prayer doesn't happen because we don't plan to pray. But as you go through this week, why not think, when can I make a plan to pray? Maybe thinking about what others have shared and saying, okay, I'm going to try, use this card that you've got on your seats. And yeah, the beginning, the middle, and the end of the day. I'm going to look and see when can I join with others to pray. And we'll talk more about that as we go through the service. But right now, we're going to just stand together. I'm just going to pray for us. Then Shay's going to lead us in a thank you song. And just find a bit of paper, one of those strips. But let's stand together, shall we? Lord, we thank you that you hear us when we pray. And Lord, we want to be a thankful people. And so, Lord, put on our hearts things that we can thank you for. Lord, as we make this kind of prayer chain of thankfulness, as we think of things that you might be saying to us that could encourage and build up our faith as we come into this week, Lord, we want to be attentive to your voice even now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and help us in our praying. Speak to us, Lord. We want to chat to you and catch the things you might be saying to us. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go back to Colossians 4 and just read again 2:6. And I'll just read it this time. And it says this. It says, devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful as we've been thinking. And then it says, pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should. And then it says, be wise in the way you act towards outsiders, making the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. You know, Paul tells us a bit more about what he's praying for, and this might inspire us as we pray this week. He's praying for God to do something and for us to do something. For God to do something and for us to do something. He's praying that God would open a door. Open a door. Now, this prop here is a little reminder. I found these out the back. I think they were somewhere. These are big doors. And often, maybe you can remember when you were little and you're trying to get a door that is too big for you and you can't reach the handle or reach the lock. And I want to say this. Sometimes in life, we come across things and we think that's too big for me. I don't know what's going on in your life at the moment, but I imagine there are things or situations, or maybe particularly when it comes to trying to help another person see something of who God is and of the goodness of Christ, that you just think, I don't know how to do that. There doesn't seem to be any way in. And at times we find that these doors that are too big for us, we need to remember, and I loved when we were talking as a community group about this in the pub the other day. We sometimes meet in the pub as our community group. Someone just shared this very simple thing, that God can open doors. Can you say that with me? God can open doors. God can open doors that are too big for you and I. And sometimes we can think, we live in such an automatic age, that kind of doors are in people's lives or in our situations are a bit like automatic doors. All we have to do is kind of go up and then the doors are going to open. You know, like automatic doors and you go into Tesco or somewhere like that. But actually, a lot of times that's not how it works. Actually, what opens doors again and again in the Bible is prayer. And this is a week of prayer where we're going to, as we journey with those psalms, those kind of psalms of ascent are the ones we've kind of chosen, the ones that were the people who were kind of on their journey towards encountering God were praying. We're going to take some of those psalms and we're going to be praying, God, would you open doors this week into people's lives and hearts? Open doors for what? Well, Paul goes on and he says about the message of Christ, which he calls the mystery of Christ. Earlier in the letter, he said about how the mystery of Christ was something that was once hidden, but has now been made known. What was that mystery that was once hidden and has now been made known? Well, it's the mystery of how God is going to fix everything that's broken. The message of how God is going to fix the brokenness in my life, in your life, in our world, in your neighbors, in your colleagues, all of that is explained in this mystery of Christ, which was hidden but has now been made known. Like the mystery of, well, how does death get overcome? Or how does God forgive us when he is both good and just but also loving and gracious? How do these things happen? Well, again, when Jesus came and died on the cross. And we often have a cross behind here. Here we go. You can see it there. When Jesus came and died on the cross, he revealed the love and grace and justice of God. When he rose again, he showed how death could be conquered. He showed how broken things could get fixed. And Jesus has revealed the hope that is there for anyone, anywhere, whatever brokenness you're going through. And so that mystery of Christ is being proclaimed all around the world, even today, even here. But yet so often, we need to pray that God would open a door for the opportunity to be able to share that. And that when we share it, we'd be able to share something clear and in a way that people understand. Paul goes on and talks about the need for us to share things and speak with wisdom and to make the most of every opportunity. I sometimes thinking about the door analogy. Have you ever got on the underground? And you know what happens? You come down the stairs, you come into the tube, you wait for the door, the train, it comes, and then the doors open. It's usually just announcement, mind the gap. But you've got a moment then. You've got a moment, as it were, a moment of opportunity to step through the doors. And often as we pray, God, would you open doors, there are moments of opportunity. Moments maybe in our own lives where God's, as it were, inviting us to say, look, come and encounter me. Maybe you're here and actually what you need as you pray for an open door is an open door to allow the hope and peace and joy and forgiveness and love of Christ into your life. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." Maybe you need to do that today, to open the door to allow Christ into your life. But often what is also needed is, once we've done that, is to pray that God would use us to be the vessels through which he can bring hope and grace to others. So he says, make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be full of grace, because it's a message of grace. It's a message of that we all needed a savior. And so let your conversation be full of grace and seasoned with salt. Does anyone know what these are? Pringles. They're a bit tasty, aren't they? You know what happens when you have Pringles? What happens when you have one? You want what? What do you, Robert? You want another? You want another one. And actually, you want to have the whole box. And seasoned with salt, there's something about how we speak, which, though it might just be a small thing, and I found often just sow something and then let people come back to it. And often if there's something of the truth about the brokenness in our world and the beauty in our world and the hope that there can be in Christ, if there's just something, it like salt, that it leaves people kind of wanting more. And you can maybe say, well, you're always welcome. Come along to church or come along to Alpha if you want to hear more, or we can talk again another time. But just conversation that's seasoned with salt. And often it's waiting until they ask. So Paul says, actually, so that you may know how to answer everyone. There's a sense in which sharing the good news of Jesus is often the answer to questions that people ask about. Like, well, how are you? Why are you? Why are you doing that, serving in that way, giving in that way? Why are you praying this week? Well, let me explain. I believe that God hears us when we pray. He hears you if you want to pray. And so we bring a message of hope, full of grace, seasoned with salt. And it's in that in mind that I want to, particularly this week, as we go through this week of prayer and fasting, maybe be asking God, what doors do I want God to open? Maybe in a situation, maybe in your workplace, maybe it's in your neighborhood, maybe it's in your college or school, maybe it's a place where you want him to open a door, but maybe it's particularly with a person, someone that you know and love, and you know they're going through some things at the moment, but you think, actually, if they could know the hope that there is in Jesus, the grace that there is in Jesus, it would really transform their life. And actually, so often we can pray, God, would you open a door and would you help me be ready to make the most of any opportunity just to speak your love and your grace into people's lives. Dick Lucas, who writes about this passage, says there are kind of two things here: speaking to God about people and then speaking to people about God, just being ready for his promptings. And so we're going to do a bit of that now. And you know how, like, we've done this amazing chain of thankfulness, which is just recognizing, God, you hear us, you're good, we're thankful for all you've done. Look at all of that. But there's so many more places, situations, people who need God's help. And we're not just here to go, oh, God is good, we're thankful for that. We're here to be a part of the hope that comes to our city and nation. And so I've got these doors here, and we've got some post-its. Maybe a few people could just come and help me pass them around, and pens. And what I'd love as we respond in worship to this time now is, it might be a place, it might be the initials of someone, or just their first name or something, or and just come and just, as it were, come and place it on the screen, on the doors. I'd love you to kind of come around here or around here so you don't get in the way of the band. And just as we're worshiping, literally just come and pray as you do it. Pray, God, would you open a door for something of the good news of Jesus to come into that situation as we pray. So as you feel able, just write something on your post-it, and then as we worship, come and let's just pray into that there. So should we stand together? Lord Jesus, we come in faith and pray that you would open doors that we can't open, this week. Lord, we pray you'd put on our heart people, situations, places that need you to open a door. And Lord, thank you that Paul, even though he was in prison for talking about you, yet, Lord, he wasn't just praying for you to get him out of prison. He was praying for open doors for the good news of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for our city. Lord, it's a wonderful city. So many wonderful people, but Lord, there's so much need. Lord, people needing hope. People needing grace. People needing forgiveness. People needing peace. Lord, even today, if anyone needs any of those things, I pray that they would just, as it were, open their heart and receive the love and the grace and the forgiveness and the peace that you can bring. You might just, even if that's you, just want to say, Lord, I open my heart to you. Come in. Bring your peace. Bring your hope. Forgive my sin. And Lord, as you fill us and transform us, help us then be vessels, people of prayer, people who speak to you, God, and then speak to others. So, Lord, as we sing this, just put on our heart people that we can pray for, places we can pray for you to open doors in. In Jesus' name, amen.